Let's bring in John Schumann of NBA.com. Mr. Schumann, thank you so much for joining us. You are going to start out with the Sixers, which is going to be a hell of a series. We may see you with the Wizards and Raps at some point. How do you handicap this series? Of course, in Toronto, we're going to talk about the Game 1 jinx. I've kind of gone beyond that because I've seen this team lose games one and come back and won a series. So I just kind of chalk that up as a thing. But how do you handicap this series?
I mean, it's the Raptors series to lose, right? I mean, they are by far the better team. And despite any kind of, you may be worried a little bit about their last few weeks of the season. But Washington should be even more worried about their last few weeks of the season. They went in to the playoffs really limping. Obviously, John Wall's injury, he was out 2 months, was a big part of that. And then he only played 4 games at the end and obviously wasn't himself yet. But that team has, even beyond Wall, has issues with chemistry, with their bench. I mean, their bench was terrible down the stretch, and I think that's where the Raptors will have a huge advantage in this series, obviously. You go into it thinking, oh, the playoffs are a new season, and the Wizards really hopes that's the case, and the Raptors hope that the next couple of weeks aren't too different from the last 6 months.
Now, a couple of things. You've put out your statistical look at this series, and there are a couple of things that really stood out to me, and I think really kind of drive home the change we have seen in the Raptors this year. Not beyond the bench, but, of course, all the talk about culture change around this team. As you say, the league's biggest increase in assist percentage, the league's second biggest increase in the percentage of shots from three-point range. Something that Dwayne Casey, Masai Ujiri both talked about. But one of the numbers that the stats that interest me, you mentioned they assisted on just 39% of their baskets with the score within 5 minutes in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter overtime. That's 28th in the NBA. That suggests that when you get to crunch time, the Raptors kind of revert to form, does it not?
Yeah. I mean, you saw yes, in the general, that's the case. I think there was a couple examples of where, DeRozan made the right play. But then plenty of examples where they sort of forced a tough shot when maybe there was something else. But, a lot of teams sort of resort to that down the stretch. And the question is, I think that's the sort of the big question for this team is just how in close game, because they play a lot of close game. I mean, if you look at their losses, they haven't lost a game that wasn't within 5 points in the last 5 minutes since December. Mm-hmm. Now, one of those Cleveland losses was only close in the last 5 minutes because of sort of an inconsequential run made by their bench in the fourth quarter. But they've played close games, and if they're going to lose, it's probably a close game just because their bench is so good, they're going to keep them in it. I don't think this team's going to get blown out. They're too good. That's the big question going in. Can they keep the ball moving, keep the players moving late in games?
John, when you talk to people, this was a storyline, I think, probably for the first 2 months of the season here, or the first 3 months of the season. Once the Raptors bench started to really establish itself, you started hearing, okay, this is great for the regular season. This is wonderful right now, but you know that when the playoffs roll around, coaches are going to tighten the rotation, and at the end of the day, whatever the Raptors bench is doing, when the playoffs come around, it may not be that much of a factor because Dwayne Casey's going to go back to using seven players. I don't think that's going to happen, do you? I think we have to throw that out of the window with this team.
I think for games one and two, they will have a 5-man bench unit out there to start the second and fourth quarters for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to change. They've been too good. I mean, they've been one of the best lineups in the league. You can't go away from that. And then I'm sure he'll see how it works. Coaches will obviously make major changes to their rotation in a playoff series, mostly because of matchups or how a player is performing. I think it shouldn't be an issue against Washington. Like I said, their bench has been terrible down the stretch. Kelly Oubre Jr. is their, their primary reserve, and he's been awful over the last few weeks. It shouldn't be an issue for against Washington. We'll see what happens in further rounds if they get past this one. Obviously, you've seen Cleveland play second units with LeBron. That's absolutely destroyed the Raptors. So that could be an issue going forward. But I think to start the postseason, they're going to stick with what works. Maybe they will extend the minutes of Lowry and DeRozan maybe like later into the first quarter or later into the third quarter. Or come back earlier with those guys. But I think he's going to ride with that five-man unit as long as everybody's healthy at the start of the second and the fourth, as long as they're playing well.
Is there a matchup that you would want to avoid if you were the Raptors? I'm talking about individual matchups. As you point out, if you look at Bradley Beal, and again, keeping in mind that John Wall did not play in any of these four meetings, so that clearly would have an impact on things. But as you point out, Bradley Beal scored 29 points on 66 possessions, where OG Anunoby was the primary defender. Norman Powell, he got 18 points in 82 possessions when Norman Powell was his primary defender. And look, it's no surprise. OG Anunoby is probably of the starting five for the Raptors. That's probably the guy you can put a circle around as, I don't know if I'd say the weak link, but certainly maybe the most unknown of those five Raptor starters. Could we end up seeing Norman Powell play a significant role in this series? Because he does small sample size, but he kind of does have a bit of a reputation of ratcheting up his game when the playoffs roll around.
We'll see. I'm sure they'll start with Anunoby at the start of the series, but I think Dwayne Casey has a Powell sort of in his back pocket ready to go at any point. But we'll see. I think, one of the big things to look for in game one is just how engaged Anunoby is, how comfortable he looks shooting corner threes when they're open, how engaged he is defensively. That's a huge thing. I think the other thing to look for is, Ibaka, and if he's making shots, I think he's going to be sort of a bellwether for the Raptors because of the way they play, and he's going to be the guy finding himself open quite a bit.
Yeah, I think of all the series out there, the Philadelphia 76ers have kind of played themselves into a position where whoever they were playing, there were going to be a lot of people focusing in that series. Now, they get the Heat, and we talked here about how the Heat have always seemed to be able – or at least in recent years, seem to be able to they just bludgeon the Raptors when they play them. They seem to be the one team that the Raptors really have an issue with. The stuff that works against the Raptors, is that going to be enough to beat the Sixers, or are the Sixers positioned where they could maybe go on a little bit of a run here?
The Sixers are in great position. Even with Embiid out, maybe missing a game, game or two, we'll see what his status is, but they've played really well without him. Part of that is that, they played a soft schedule down the stretch. But then, last week they beat Cleveland for basically in a game for third place in the East. They went in winning 16 straight. Their defense has been terrific all season, and then their offense really took off down the stretch. Without Embiid, they play really fast. And the question for them is, if they're going to be able to play as fast in the playoffs, the first primary goal for Miami is to slow Ben Simmons in transition. He's mm-hmm. a guy who likes to get the ball and run and get to the basket. If you can stop him, before he gets into the paint, you're in good shape. I think they also want to make him a scorer and maybe just sort of stay at home on Philly shooters and try to make him score. He's going to get to the basket some, but he's also, he can't shoot outside 15 feet. So, it's going to be an interesting factor in the playoffs.
What other series has got your attention, and what other team has your attention? The team that I've kind of developed, I have no idea why, developed kind of a crush on, I guess, in some ways, is Portland. I like watching them play. They got the Pelicans in the first round. You've got, you know, Damian Lillard against Anthony. I mean, I just think it's I don't know. I've had a feeling about the Blazers for the past, probably for the past 4 or 5 months. What do you think they have a chance of doing in this in the playoffs this year?
They have a really good shot. I mean, well, they're really good. I think that series, I think they have the edge in that series. Well, that it should be fun. New Orleans has, you know, Anthony Davis and has Jrue Holiday, one of the best, you know, backcourt defenders in the league, who will get the Lillard assignment, I'm sure. And so that should be interesting. The question for Portland, I guess, going after that is when does Stephen Curry get back? Because I think Golden State is a team to watch. Just, they have not been good without Stephen Curry. They played 10 games against good teams with their other three All-Stars and without Curry, and they were 4-6 in those games. So they haven't exactly found a formula for winning without him. He's by far their most valuable player just because of the attention he draws. It's not only his own shots. You know, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant shoot significantly worse when he's not on the floor than when he is on the floor. So it's the attention that he draws that helps the other guys. So I'm curious just to see how maybe they just have a switch to flip with this team to go in the playoffs. Maybe, you know, 4 or 3 years of going to the finals has kept them, or has taken away their edge, and getting to the postseason will change that. But I'm very curious as to how they perform. And then obviously Oklahoma City, Utah should be a fantastic series as well.
In conversation with John Schumann of NBA.com, at some point the East is going to go through Cleveland. How do you think this Cavaliers team compares to last year's Cavaliers team? And I guess more importantly, John, compares to the Cavaliers team that started the season. It would clearly seem to be better equipped for the playoffs than the team that we saw very early in the season.
Yeah. They're just such a weird team. I don't know how to describe it. They're like basically the worst defensive team that we've ever seen that is still a favorite to win a series or two. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they're just hard to, like, they rank 29th in the league defensively. They're the first bottom three defensive team to even make the playoffs in the last 11 years. Since 1990, was it 80? In the years since the league went to 16 playoff teams, there's been 16 playoff teams. There's been 7 teams that rank in the bottom three defensively, and none of them won a playoff series. So, it's whatever they do, it's unprecedented. And yeah, I guess that was the case last year with how bad they were defensively in reaching the finals. But this year they're even worse. So it's tough to evaluate them, because last year they taught us a lesson about, you know, regular season versus playoffs. And LeBron James is the best in the league, and maybe the best ever, at playing at 85-90% in the regular season and still being fantastic, and then playing at 100% in the playoffs and being just, you know, obviously the best player in the world by a wide margin. So I'm curious to see how they come out, if they defend any better, or if they feel like they can just get by with overwhelming teams offensively.